This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sean has said it a bunch of times, which gets him up to 12 times, and I am currently at 18 in total. This in includes total, all right. Our days. And, of course, if you're just tuning in, we need to refer to Aaron Judge as King Aaron Judge.
Right.
And we are continuing to fail at this 2 weeks in.
Well, this is the first time we've had a full King Aaron Judge conversation.
You guys are really dropping the ball on this.
What do you mean?
He dropped the ball.
It's funny.
Aren't you a Yankee fan?
Yeah, what was that? Rami's a Yankee fan.
I am a Yankee fan. That's
dude,
true.
Dude, why are you? I mean, that's something it's a funny. Met dude would do.
It's well, I also voted for Brunson, so there's that.
Wow. I respect him because that's what I do as a sports fan. I make fun of my teams.
Yeah, like, come on.
Why are we too good to make fun of the faux pas of the teams we root for?
No. He did two things there. He's a Yankee fan that made a joke about Aaron Judge, and he made a joke that I would make. No good. Only one room for one of those here.
Let's go to John down in Tampa. What's up, John?
Hey, John.
Evan, have a nice, safe trip to Europe over there.
Thank you.
And Tiki, you were my top five Cinco of running backs personally all time.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
I love watching you run, dude. Listen, I went to a corporate event last spring training in 24 down at Steinbrenner Field. And it's basically what you guys were talking about. And listen, I got it for nothing, and I would have paid $1,000 for it at Steinbrenner Field. Nevertheless, doing it at Yankee Stadium was awesome.
Were the guys there? John, were the guy like the current players really around? So it was empty.
Yeah, it was empty. They had an away game that day, so there was nobody around. And but like Nick Swisher kind of hosted us. So it was probably about 75 people.
Wow.
And we took BP on the field. We took in the main field, took BP on the side field. We did some, throwing the outfield, stuff like that. It was a blast. And then we did a Q&A, and this kind of goes to what happened last night a little bit. I played college baseball 35 years ago, okay? And it's very hard for me to watch baseball now because I was a utility guy. I was like Jim Leyer, so I could do everything.
Right.
And I Jose Trevino was our guy to do the Q&A with. And I snatched that. I was the first guy on the mic. I couldn't wait to ask him. I go, why are you guys on one knee?
What'd he say?
Oh, first of all, his eyes rolled and his head shook a little bit first. And then he's like, well, they tell us it's better. It's more.
Oh, so analytics has got the guys on one knee now?
No. Here's I think the problem is, and this is this right. is why we need robo umpires. Okay, we need not replay.
Calls. Oh, I got it.
Not replay. Not the system they are going to have next year, which is you get the challenge two calls. None of that crap. You need robo umps to stop the pitch framing. The pitch framing is a con job. Mm. First of all, think about what we're rewarding. We're rewarding how you can lie about where the pitch was actually caught.
Right, where someone snatches it and moves it to.
So, number one, we're rewarding a con job. Number two, it's causing catchers, and this is coming from coaching staffs, to put more of an emphasis on framing than blocking balls. Like, dude, when we see wild pitches, a lot of them are because of the way the catchers are trained to catch the baseball because they're so obsessed with framing. Mm. And the moment there's a robo-ump, the framing dies. And we need framing to go away.
Yeah, but how many walks are going to now become part of baseball?
What do you mean?
So, like, you think of framing. Like, how many strikes are called strikes because of what the catcher did that weren't actually strikes?
Well, there are stats. I mean, I could look it up and tell you, but it happens plenty.
Of course.
And so then what's the issue with eliminating
So now they're not going to be called strikes anymore.
But vice versa, you're also not going to have, like, for example,
it's going to so benefit the hitter.
Having an automatic strike zone?
Yes.
I don't know if that's the case, but you may be right because the strike zone becomes consistent and predictable. But either way, we get rid of pitch framing. Like last night, I mentioned this much earlier in the show. You could rewind to 2 o'clock. One of the big underrated moments in the Yankee game was when George Springer stole second base and Vlad Guerrero Jr. was up. The pitch was a strike. The reason it wasn't called a strike is because Springer was running and it wasn't framed beautifully by Ben Rice because he was also trying to get up real quick from his knees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Actually, to try to throw the base runner out. Remember, the ball slipped out of his hand.
Right.
If we had the robo-ump, it's a strike. Changes the entire game. Like, games should not be altered based on the way it's caught or the way it's framed. And to go back to his point, we're also seeing more wild pitches because of it. We're also seeing more catcher's interference because of it. Like, it's bringing a lot of negativity to the game. And unfortunately, Major League Baseball's clueless. And so they're not going to have a robo-ump. They're just going to have the challenge system, which is not going to fix the things we're talking
about.
But
isn't it an art, the framing of a baseball? Isn't it an art?
Should it be?
I mean, it is. It's part of the game.
But should it be?
I mean, who am I to say that it shouldn't, though?
I'm saying it shouldn't because it's causing more wild pitches and catchers putting an emphasis on framing pitches as opposed to blocking pitches in the dirt. Personally, I don't like that. Do you?
Yeah, but you can steal a strike. Isn't that the point?
Why is that good?
It could be the final out of an inning, or it could be the final out of a game.
Why steal a strike when we could actually just get the correct call? Hmm. Like, what's wrong with that?
Because human error is part of sport. We know this. We see it in every single sport.
I mostly agree with you, by the way. My argument isn't even about eliminating human error. My argument is pitch framing is pissing me off. Like, it has become like an epidemic.
But why?
It's because of what I said about the wild pitches and the way balls are being blocked in the dirt. They're not putting an emphasis on it. It's dumb to me. I don't like it. And there's a way to eliminate it. Like, am I wrong about anything I just said?
No, I mean, I just don't see why there's... I don't know if every baseball fan feels that way about.
Oh, I don't think they do. I'm not saying I represent.
Pitch framing.
Not saying I represent the majority, but quite frankly, I don't care. I'm representing me. I don't like it.
I actually appreciate when the umpire, home plate umpire, is like, yeah, good try, even though it's a perfect pitch frame, snatches it out of the zone, sticks it back in there. Ump is like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Well, that's
like, it's an art. It looked pretty. But it was still a ball.
But even if, forget the balls and strikes that are gotten or stolen or lost. Forget that for a second. Put that to the side. Because that isn't necessarily my issue with it. My issue is they're teaching catchers to prioritize the framing as opposed to blocking balls in the dirt. Mm. That I don't like.
Well, isn't that on the pitcher too?
It's on the coaching staff for teaching catchers to catch that way. And they're doing it because of the emphasis on pitch framing. So it's not about the stealing of the strikes that bothers me. It's about what our last caller said. And you could tell, based on his story and Jose Trevino's reaction, and Jose Trevino is an excellent pitch framer, that he probably doesn't like it either. He probably thinks the whole thing is dumb. I don't like that. Like, I'm not one to say, hey, when I was growing up, things are better. So don't take this the wrong way, because right. There's a lot of things that are better today than when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. But the job of the catcher, to me, is block a ball in the dirt, call a good game, and shut down a running game. That's it. Not framing pitches.
But what if it helps you win the game?
Well, we can eliminate it easily. I'm suggesting. I'm telling you how you can get rid of it.
I just think if you put in automatic balls and strikes, you put in robo umps, then it's gonna hugely benefit the hitters.
You think so?
And maybe that's what Major League Baseball will want, because now all of a sudden batting averages increase.
Because guys are so smart at what the strike zone is. Now it's consistent,
right.
So they
just
know.
You just know.
Yeah.
It's a fair point.
You're
not going to get it. Aaron Judge is not striking out on a ball that's way outside of the zone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a fair point.
It's become a problem for guys like him.
But I think I would make that trade for now. And they're testing it in the minor leagues, and I don't think it's had any kind of great exaggeration to it. So right. I'm not against it. Let's go to Mike in New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Evan, Tiki, how you guys doing?
What's up?
What's up, man?
So, Evan, you keep saying something that is pissing me off so bad.
What?
So, months ago, I went to Italy.
Yeah.
I went to Italy for the first time. I actually proposed to my girlfriend.
Ah, congratulations, and best wishes to her.
Thanks.
Nice.
Thank you. Now, the problem is I'm a big Mets fan. I'm a Mets season ticket holder. I watch every game. You keep saying you cannot wait to watch games at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was the worst experience of my life. And I literally said to myself, this is why I can never move to a foreign country. I can't do this every night. I was miserable. So you might be excited now. After about 2 to 3 days, let me know how it is.
Mike, how many days did you last?
I had to watch every game because my body physically can't go to sleep until the game's over.
No, I feel the same way. Okay, so I'm going to frame it this way. There are 8 baseball games that the Mets will play while I'm on a 6-hour time difference.
For 2 weeks.
For a week and a half, because there's an all-star break.
Right, right, right.
5 of the 8 games are day games back home here. So they're actually just night games. Like, for example, the Saturday game this weekend is a 4 o'clock first pitch. For me, that's a 10 o'clock first pitch. Okay, it's like a West Coast game.
That's easy.
Not a big deal. The Sunday game, a 1:40 first pitch, is a 7:40 first pitch. And then they've got 3 more day games against the Orioles and the Royals. So I'm only talking about 3 games that start at 1 o'clock in the morning and 2 o'clock in the morning. And our last caller's right. It's going to be miserable. Mm. I'm saying I'm excited for it because I'm trying to talk myself into it. Like, yeah, who doesn't want to watch the Mets at 1 o'clock in the morning?
You're just going to be miserable the next day.
Yes, and that I can't have happen.
No.
Like, my wife will not put up with
you're
me being miserable.
You're going to have to fully suck it up.
I have to suck it up.
You have to.
Now,
you can't complain. I'm so tired. Okay.
You're right.
Are you going to keep her awake?
No. They're all going to be sleeping. I'm going to go to a different part of wherever we're staying, and I'll watch the game. But I have a very important question for you.
Go ahead.
And this is the geekiest question I've ever asked Tiki, but I don't know the answer. So I have my scorebook. I'm holding it in front of me right now.
Yes.
It included last night's game. Uh-huh. What I write down is the start time. So last night's start time was 7:11.
Okay.
When I've gone to games in the past, so for example, if I go to L.A. or when I was in London, what I'll do is I'll write the local time that I'm at, and I'll write in parentheses local time.
Yes.
This is the first time I'm going to a different time zone to watch the Mets in a time zone they're not in.
I love this question.
So when I write down the start time, am I writing down where I am?
You're writing down Paris, France time.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not writing down the local time of where the game is starting
You're writing Paris, France time because it's relative. Time is relative.
You're right.
And how we perceive time is all about where you are.
And to your point, if I'm watching a Met-Dodger game, I write 10:10.
Right.
That's not 10 o'clock in L.A. It's 10 o'clock where I am.
Just like if you and I were at the same spot, I heard this the other day. If you and I were at the same spot and one of us was in motion, time is different.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.